Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Living Dead in Dallas by Charlene Harris, narrated by Johanna Parker. This book is copyrighted 2002 by Charlene Harris. This recording is copyrighted 2007 by Recorded Books. Cocktail waitress Suki Stackhouse isn't having much fun lately. In fact, a co-worker of hers ends up murdered, and no one seems to care. But when she comes face to face with a beastly creature that gives her a poisonous and painful lashing, help from vampires gives her the chance to change things a little. And now, Living Dead in Dallas.
Chapter 1. Andy Belfleur was as drunk as a skunk. This wasn't normal for Andy. Believe me, I know all the drunks in Bon Ton. Working at Sam Merlot's bar for several years has pretty much introduced me to all of them. But Andy Belfleur, native son and detective on Bon Ton's small police force, had never been drunk in Merlot's before. I was mighty curious as to why tonight was an exception. Andy and I aren't friends by any stretch of the imagination, so I couldn't ask him outright. But other means were open to me, and I decided to use them. Though I try to limit employing my disability, or gift, or whatever you want to call it, to find out things that might have an effect on me or mine, sometimes sheer curiosity wins out. I let down my mental guard and read Andy's mind. I was sorry. Andy had had to arrest a man that morning for kidnapping. He'd taken his 10-year-old neighbor to a place in the woods and raped her.